My name is Ann Doris Chisholm. I was born in 1863 and I passed away January 7th, 1918. I was born into a life of privilege, and I devoted many years of my life to seeing that women everywhere gained the privilege of voting. I trained in Dresden, Germany as a stained glass artist, and at home in Huntingdon, I worked alongside my father and completed works of art for area churches and homes, until in 1893, I was commissioned to create a large stained glass window for the Women's Pavilion at the Chicago World's Fair. The Women's Pavilion was meant to be an exhibition of all of the best works created by female artisans around the world. It was a tremendous honor. I married a Huntingdon attorney, William Chisholm, when I was in my 40s, and we settled into a comfortable life together. I supported him in his law practice, and he supported me in my work to secure the vote for women. And he even stood behind me when I traveled to Washington, D.C. in 1917 to protest with the silent sentinels on the White House lawn. Similar protests had been going on for well over a year, but the political climate had soured with our nation's involvement in World War I. President Woodrow Wilson began arresting the protesters and incarcerating the women at the Occoquan Workhouse. Sure enough, I and my sisters in suffrage were rounded up and jailed for 60 days. My William came to bail me out, but I refused to leave when the others who were with me couldn't leave. I told him unless he could bail them all out, none of us would be leaving with him. The treatment in the workhouse was wretched. 33 prisoners were severely beaten by 40 guards during the time I was there. One woman died. I came home when my sentence was served, but I was very unwell and died of pneumonia very early in 1918. I am so very glad to say the right to vote for women did come to pass just 2 years later in 1920. Although I never lived to see it, my heart sings every election day.